a massive need for help with this, because I found out later that 1 in 4 of teens, my peers at the time, were suffering from depression, 1 in 12 attempt suicide. I saw that there's a huge need. I didn't see a whole lot being done about it, especially on a peer-to-peer basis. I decided that I had to do it.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CEO Chat, powered by CBNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your website design and digital marketing needs. And this was an awesome chat with Luke Maxwell of You Can't Be Erased. Luke has one of the most inspirational stories that I've heard, because he took what was a difficult experience and used it in a way to heal himself and to help heal others. As a teen, Luke suffered from undiagnosed major depressive disorder and survived a suicide attempt. He has been able to heal himself, but also support others through his work through You Can't Be Erased. Luke Maxwell has served as a speaker and creates a tremendous amount of content on his website. So during the chat, we spoke about his background, how people should approach challenges, why mental health is something that is not talked about, and how we can identify mental health illness within someone else, but also within ourselves. So again, Luke provided a ton of content, and if you know somebody that's going through anything that Luke mentioned, or you notice any warning signs, please, I implore you to get help. Now, what I want you to do is sit back and enjoy the CEO chat with Luke Maxwell.
All right, Luke, are you still there with me?
I'm still here, ready to go.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I wanted to thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us. Usually the first thing that I do is just kind of give you the floor to tell us a little bit about you, your background, and what led you to start your business.
Yeah, so it started when I was 16. I went through a really, really bad time. I was dealing with some clinical depression since I was 12. Nobody knew, though, and I didn't even really know I was going through. It got to a point when I was 16 where I just gave up and I attempted suicide, which I survived. I shouldn't have survived, and I did. So that just put me on a journey. And what I found is that there is a massive need for help with this, because I found out later that 1 in 4 of teens, my peers at the time, were suffering from depression, 1 in 12 attempt suicide. I saw that there was a huge need. I didn't see a whole lot being done about it, especially on a peer-to-peer basis. I decided that I had to do it. And so that's when I started You Can't Be Erased. It started off with a terrible looking blog, a low quality video. And, you know, I just grew from there and really learned from there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm definitely sorry to hear about that experience and what happened, but I sometimes think that things happen for reasons. So the fact that you said that you shouldn't have survived, but you have survived, and you have taken that experience, and you've been able to kind of help yourself out, but you're also able to kind of take your experience and help others. That's awesome that you've been able to take that experience and kind of run with it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where I see like how businesses form, is that usually you see a need and then you see it and you're like, no one's really doing anything about it. I might as well do something about it.
Exactly. Exactly. All the time when I talk with the entrepreneurs and business owners, or even when we have roundups on our websites, a lot of times we find that businesses are founded because there's some opportunity where the market, quote unquote, needs something. And that's where the entrepreneur kind of steps in and creates that.
Exactly.
Well, could you tell us a little bit more about what You Can't Be Erased does?
at first, it was just a blog. I had no idea where I was going with it. And it formed into something. Basically, my goal really with it is to empower teens and those around them and their parents, really, but really teens, to help them recognize, overcome, and be unashamed of their mental health challenges. And I do this through a few different ways now. Is I offer a ton of content. So I have my own podcast, Psych 101, where I explore psychology and really how to understand your mind and your mood in order for you to really live the best life you can. And then I have a YouTube channel, of course, all the social medias. And a big way that I interact with people and that I educate is through my public speaking. I started speaking 3 years ago now, almost 4 years ago. When I was 17, I got my big break at a conference. I spoke there and that just snowballed into a massive amount of speaking engagements. And I love that. And that's really one of my favorite things. I get to interact with people person to person. I love being on stage. And really, that's the main way what I'm doing right now. I also offer a lot of free resources. So I have an ebook. I'm creating more content. Of course, I'm still blogging and all that. So a lot of my stuff is actually just given away for free because I really want to make an impact. And that was always the focus of my business, is impact first, money second. We operate on a really low budget. So money's really never the issue with us, because we get enough through speaking. So it's always impact, impact, impact. And then money always comes second.
I love that kind of mindset. Impact first, then money second, you said?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yes, yes. That's awesome, because you're providing a tremendous amount of value. And obviously for people, and especially for a topic that is something that not a lot of people raise your hand and very upfront about, people are kind of struggling with it a little bit more in their corner, and they're trying to fight through it, but they might be struggling through it, may not even know that that is something that they're struggling with. But it's great that you're able to kind of create that awareness for those individuals, and maybe even for parents or people in their lives that might notice that they're struggling with something like this.
Exactly. Yeah. I do a lot of speaking to parents as well, and a lot of communication with them, because they're a huge part. They're a really big part in all of this. And so I try to educate them and talk to them as much as possible as well.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I imagine that a lot of people who are dealing with that probably experience a ton of challenges and a lot of things they're trying to get through and fight through and overcome. So what would be your advice for people that are struggling through specific challenges and how they're able to overcome it?
Well, the first thing is to know what challenges you're going through and which ones are really the most important, because we're all dealing with stuff. Like, everybody has problems, and that's okay, because it's part of being human. Like, your problems don't define you. They're just part of being human. So I think the first thing is really to know what's the main problem that I really need to work on, because you might be saying, well, I don't exercise enough. But you could also be dealing with crippling anxiety and depression. So obviously, right, focusing just on exercise is not the best thing in the world right now. So it's really to see, like, what is my main challenge? And then balancing it, because we also might be able to say, well, maybe I want to be, let's say, own a house. Like, I'm not living in a terrible place right now. That's my challenge. I want to own a house. Well, obviously, you can't just do a couple things and then own a house. It's a long process. So it's balancing, you know, the short term versus long term. I know, finding that balance. I mean, this is really great to work with a professional, like a therapist, or, you know, talk with friends about. That really helps discover what challenge should I work on now, because we can't focus on everything. So I would first isolate maybe top three, definitely just one, maybe three challenges that have a relatively short term, right? Maybe, you know, short term by meaning maybe 1 or 2 years versus like 10. And also the level of difficulty. So starting off, let's say you're dealing with mental health challenge. That's right. My expertise. You're dealing with a mental health challenge, let's say depression, anxiety. The first thing you want to do is know, okay, that's my challenge. Okay, I accept it. I need to work on it, because many people have a hard time just accepting that there is a problem and that they need to do something about it and really knowing how serious it is instead of just living with it. So I don't want you to just live with it. You can overcome this. So that's the recognized part of it. The overcoming part of it is really to say, okay, what do I have to do in order to overcome this? Like, list everything, especially while dealing with something like depression or anxiety. You're going to want to see a doctor. You're going to want to see a therapist. You might be taking medication. And you also, right, work on, and I go over this in my ebook, you know, going over all the different parts that I went through to overcome from my depression. So exercising is part of it. Watching what you eat, getting enough sleep, like all those different tactics in there. Is list them out, write them out, and say, okay, what can I do starting right now? What can I do? And really going in, again, balancing that. How difficult can it be? How long will it take? And what do I need to do right now? So saying in this example, you're going to want to see a doctor first thing, because that's really the first step. And if you take that first step and say, okay, what's my next step? And what's my next step? That's a way I've found to be really helpful. So kind of solidify this in this situation, or maybe applying to your business, is saying, okay, what's my first step? My first step is maybe to go see a doctor, or maybe in your business, okay, my first step is really to hone in, like create a business plan, or maybe it's to get my marketing strategy set up, because that's not it. Or maybe brush up on my communication skills, because that's something that's holding me back right now. Okay, that's the first step. What's the next step? If you're dealing with a clinical disease, okay, I'm going to take what that doctor tells me and I'm going to start applying it. So it's right that it's balanced. It's knowing what the problem is. Because in general, like my strategy when I'm talking with people is, okay, what's the problem? Okay, what are kind of the subsets of the problem, right? So that's where you get into overcoming, listing out what you need to work on, what you need to do. Okay, now do it. Do as much as you can, but don't overburden yourself. And there's no one way. And that's the hard part about this, is that there's no one way to heal. There's no one way to overcome challenges. The basic strategy is to know what your problem is and just list out everything you can think of that will help you overcome it. And then start with your first step. Do one thing, then do two things, and then do three things. And then remember, the most important thing in this is to remember the goal isn't to be perfect today. It's to be better tomorrow. And if you live that mantra, imagine where you'll be in 5, 10, 20, 50 years. Just like the sheer amount of change that you could have in your life is absolutely mind-blowing.
Yes, it definitely is. And I love that quote. The goal is to be better today, not perfect tomorrow.
Yeah, the goal is not to be perfect today, but better tomorrow. There's a lot of variables in there with dates and all that. So.
Yeah, exactly. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
that's definitely the goal that we have, that we're make sure that we're always progressing and we're always getting better and we're always improving. And that's awesome that you do that. And I know you drew that parallel between business and mental health. So let me ask you this. Like you mentioned that when you started your business, you took the steps and before you saw and identified that there was a need within the market. So from a mental health standpoint, how does one know, or are they even able to observe and see in somebody else that they know that they have that mental health issue?
It's really to look at yourself and say, what's causing me pain? What's holding me back? What is hurting other people around me? For example, something that a lot of people live with is not being able to sleep at night. That's a very common symptom of anxiety and depression, clinical anxiety and depression. And many people just live with that because, it's just hard for me to get to sleep, or I get very little sleep. And they live with that and they don't really realize, they know that's hurting them, but they just think that they have to live this way because that's just it. So it's to kind of take a step back and everything that causes you pain, everything that's holding you back, to take a look at it and say, what's actually holding me back? Because a lot of it traces back to your mental state. Now, of course, there's going to be a lot of things in your life that aren't directly tied to your mental health. But a lot of it is. So things like, I don't get a whole lot of sleep at night, or I just feel so tired during the day. That means I have to drink a lot of coffee, which doesn't end well because isn't supposed to be something that just keeps you awake during the day. Or maybe, and that causes me to maybe fall asleep during meetings, or, you know, take lots of breaks. So it's things like that. You could see it's harming me, but it's grown to be normal. That's a really the most dangerous ones, because it's hard to know that there is a problem with that. I also have a symptom list on my website. You go to youcan'terase.com and I have a symptom list under there. It's under I'm a teen. Don't worry, it applies to everybody. And there's a symptom list under there. It says mental health checklist. And you can just kind of check that off and say, and there's actually check marks, right? So you can check it off, or you can print it out and check it off that way and see what's harming me. And I would take that as the first step. And if you're really having trouble finding things, or maybe you think that there's more, ask your friends, ask your family, or go to a therapist and ask. I think, honestly, I believe that everyone in the world could benefit from therapy appointments at least once a month, because we all have problems and none of us are perfect. And that's okay. It just means there's lots of room for improvement.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think that even therapy, maybe even in a non-traditional sense, or maybe when you're asking your friends or people that are close to you, just how are you behaving or is something different, but getting a different perspective, especially in business, we're so close to it that it's kind of hard for us to see from a different perspective. So just getting a perspective from somebody different or being very, you know, curious and trying to figure out what things are kind of helping us or maybe hindering us can kind of give us a great perspective on how to kind of improve.
Exactly.
And I know that you focus on teens, and not that teens can be entrepreneurs, that not that teens can't be entrepreneurs or business owners. What advice would you give for people that on mental health or running a business in general? And largely because running a business can sometimes be a lonely and taxing endeavor. So there's definitely a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners that might deal or struggle with some of these same things. And your personal perspective, like what would you say would be some of the things that entrepreneurs or business owners should do to kind of focus on?
Yeah, running a business, it can be so stressful. Like just today, like I was spending 2 hours trying to fix this tool that I have. And, you know, so things like that, that just wear you down and want you to just punch something. And of course, like many others, especially if you're running a bigger business, you have many employees, which means many problems. And I totally get it. It could be very stressful. The most important thing in this, again, right, first step is to know that suffering from different mental health challenges, like even if it's something like getting stressed easily or getting angry easily or not being able to sleep, that doesn't make you weak. It means that you're a human being and everyone has their own problems. And you pushing the problems down, you pretending they don't exist because maybe you want to be tough, or maybe, you know, you say, no, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business owner, I shouldn't feel this way. Or, you know, maybe my business is going well and, you know, I shouldn't feel this way. You know, maybe I'm being ungrateful. All of those thoughts that run through your head, I want you to take them out and say, no, if you're suffering from a problem, for example, if you just went hiking and broke your leg, would you walk in to the office pretending that you didn't have a broken leg, like no cast, just trying to walk, trying to conduct business? Would you do that? Of course not. That makes no sense whatsoever. It's the same thing with mental health, is that, right? So part of your brain, right? Just like a broken leg, something got broken, or maybe something's just off balance. You know, you have a chemical imbalance in your brain. That's a result of mental illness. Like that's all mental illness is. It's not you're crazy. You just have a chemical imbalance in your brain. Different chemicals aren't in the right places. And that's what's causing these problems. So know that you're not weak. And then if you are, right, suffering from mental health challenge, so know that, right? And of course, use what we just talked about, you know, to discover if you really have big problems. The second thing is that you need to get help from it. I know you're a business owner, you're tough, you've built a business from the ground up, and you need to remain, you need to get help. Everyone in this world needs a lot of help from a lot of different, with a lot of different things. For example, you might not do your own accounting, or you might not do your own graphic work because you're not good at it. You need help with that. The same thing is you need help with your mind sometimes, and that's okay. And I would just like to say that, just to dispel the fears, dispel the shame, and because that can kind of perpetuate more problems because, oh, I shouldn't feel like this. I start feeling guilty, you start feeling shamed, and that just makes you feel even worse. So don't do that. And you need to get help. You need to go see your doctor, go talk to a therapist or a psychiatrist, and then start that healing journey.
That makes perfect sense. And that's awesome advice. And I want to ask you a little bit more on this idea of mindset. And during a lot of these episodes and interviews, we talk a lot about mindset, but it's from a completely different mindset, but it kind of has that same kind of theme, but it's kind of talks about the same theme where your mind can determine exactly where you go, how you go, or how low you go. Could you talk a little bit more about the mind and mental health and wellness and what role that kind of plays in your overall mindset?
Yeah. So with mindset, like I'm very competitive and that really helps me grow my business because I'm seeing, you know, everything else around me. I'm seeing other people grow. I'm seeing other, you know, successful business and I just want to beat them and I just want to build the biggest business, you know? So that mindset really helps me when I'm having bad days. Doesn't mean that days that I'm really depressed, that I'm, you know, having panic attacks, which doesn't really happen anymore, thankfully. Not necessarily that, but, you know, certain moods that I'm in, maybe I'm in a bad mood, and, you know, I'll hear something from somebody that I follow, or I'll see something and I'll be like, no, I can do this. And I just go. And then by accomplishing things, I've actually realized that when I accomplish something, when I do a task, when I get something done, I feel really good about myself. And that really helps my mood. So that's a really great thing to have when I'm feeling bad. I can, you know, motivate myself to go and go and go. And then that actually helps my mood. So it's a great circle. And as far as with mindset, there's a balance though. Because like I said, like when I'm maybe in a bad mood, or maybe when I'm a little tired, maybe I didn't get enough sleep, that helps a lot. But with someone dealing with something more serious, if you're feeling sad every day, if you're feeling tired every day, if you're feeling anxious every day, having a good mindset is not going to fix you. Thinking that your problems don't exist, or, you know, willing yourself to get rid of your problems isn't going to work, because you're not dealing with a problem of the will. You're dealing with a biological problem. You're dealing with a problem with the emotions, with something actually changing your mindset. And I think that's really where it comes down to, is that when you have a chemical imbalance in your brain that's causing these problems, that actually changes your mindset. It changes your worldview. Your reality shifts. And you can see this in extreme situations. For example, to really show like how this is, extreme situations such as severe schizophrenia. You hear things that aren't there. You see things that aren't there. That's an extreme situation. But it's the same thing with depression, anxiety, bipolar, or ADHD, or, you know, your mindset. It's not that you see things that aren't there, or you hear things that aren't there, but you believe things that aren't real. And your mindset is changed in that way, where you might believe that you're worthless. You might believe that everyone hates you. And so by the fact that your mindset is twisted, that your mindset is not aligning with reality, having a good mindset on its own can't work, because the mindset itself is broken.
Now that makes perfect sense. Yeah. And it's just like you gave that example of somebody coming to work with a broken leg. And the idea that no matter how much you will and say that your leg is not broken, no matter how much you say that, you have to get your leg fixed, because you can't just continue to walk around and act like that's not broken. You have to go get that fixed. So that's awesome that you talked about that.
Exactly.
Now, for people that might be dealing with mental health issue, why do you feel like that is not something that people are speaking a lot about or coming out about and talking about how people can identify them and how people can kind of improve themselves?
Yeah, there's just a huge stigma. It's like I said, is that when people, I mean, I've asked this question, I've been speaking, you know, all around America, and I've asked this question, and I said, what do you picture in your mind when I say the words mental illness? And the answers I get, a homeless person, you know, muttering to himself on the side of the road, or some guy locked up in a straitjacket in a padded room. That's what we see, and that's what we envision when we think of mental illness. And so that's, I think, the biggest problem, is that we don't want to be seen as crazy. We don't want to be outcast. We don't want people to be afraid of us. And, you know, it's a semi-valid concern, because we're not there yet socially. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that the problem doesn't exist just because we don't want to admit it. So, I mean, that's a real reason there's just such a huge stigma. And the best way to alleviate that stigma, especially as a friend, as, you know, maybe a coworker, is to promulgate and, you know, promote awareness, so that way people know that you are safe to talk to. Because imagine that your friend shares something on Facebook about mental illness and says, hey, if any of you are suffering like this, you can talk to me and I will listen and not judge you and still love you. The power of that is absolutely amazing, because what it does is it shifts the perspective, and it helps change that mindset from nobody cares about me and nobody wants to help me, no one can help me, to, hey, maybe this person actually does care about me. And here's the thing, here's the most important part. If somebody reaches out to you, and let's say you do that, or you talk to somebody and say, I just heard this podcast where this guy was talking about promoting mental health awareness. And I'm going to tell you this right now. It's like he said, talk to at least one friend. Talk to one friend and say, hey, if you are ever suffering from anything, right? If you're feeling bad in any way, you can talk to me. I'll still love you. I'll be here for you and I'll listen to you. Do that. Okay. That's your challenge. But if you do that and you back up that promise, if your friend comes to you, talks to you, and you listen, and you love them just as much as you did before, and you support them with this, that is so powerful. Like, speaking from somebody who went through this, somebody who wanted that, that is incredibly powerful because you're proving them wrong. You're proving their twisted mindset, right? Their altered reality. You're proving that wrong. And that goes so far into helping someone heal. So that's your challenge. I mean, if there's one thing you take away, that's your challenge. Talk to at least one friend, probably your closest friend, and tell them this, and tell them that you'll listen to them, and then do it. And then you can't imagine the effect that that will have.
Yeah, that is absolutely awesome. And I think anybody that's struggling through anything wants to know that somebody is there for them and that they care for them. So going and saying those small words of encouragement and comfort can go so far.
It can.
For anybody that's struggling through anything.
Exactly.
So I know you gave us some information. Are there any other places that people can go to that might be struggling, or if they identify somebody's going through that mental health issue, that they can go to in order to speak to somebody or reach out to somebody for help?
There's a lot of resources out there. There's an organization called NAMI, National Alliance for Mental Illness. They have a lot of resources. They have peer support groups. They have just a ton. They have a helpline. It's really, really great. It's just a really great organization. It's very big. And they just have a lot of resources out there. They're really the main one. I mean, of course, there's the suicide hotline, which you can call. And you can actually text with it now. If you Google suicide hotline, you can message back and forth. I believe, I don't know, it might be actually through Google. And you can, you know, and you can do it that way. Of course, that's an extreme situation. If you need help, do that. And of course, you can reach out and contact me, Luke@youcantbeerased.com, the letter U, can't, the letter B, erased.com. And then also message me through social media as well. And, you know, that's really the best way to get in contact with me. And I've been talking with some people, not consistently, right? You know, an email back and forth, maybe every month or so, and for about 3 years, 3-4 years now. And then so, you know, I actually keep up with you and I'll actually talk with you and I'll actually, you know, walk with you through your struggles.
That's awesome. Luke, you are an awesome person, and all the great things that you're doing and all the support that you're providing to people that might be struggling with this and may not have somebody to turn to or talk to. I just want to thank you for all the great things that you're doing. And one last thing I wanted to do was just kind of give you the floor to talk about anything additional that you want to tell our readers or listeners about you, your business, or just anything else you would like to kind of leave us with.
The main thing, I think what I've been really talking about lately that I've really been honing in on is, especially in regards to our conversation, I know right now, two things are happening in your mind, whoever's listening, right? You know, you're listening. You are either denying that you have a problem, and that's wrong because you have problems, everyone does, or you're saying, I don't know. I don't know if this really applies to me. I don't know if this really applies to anyone that I know. Or maybe you're even saying like, I'll get help later. Like, I'll be fine for right now. You've got to, at risk of being cliche, you've got to just do it. You've got to make that step, because if you don't change something, nothing will change. If you don't start doing something, nothing will happen. Things that you don't get fixed on their own. You've got to make that step. Just like you made that step, you started a business. Just like you made the step and you every day of growing your business, of solving problems, you've got to make the step and solve your own problems. You've got to make the step and say, I'm going to do something about me, my mental health, my life, because I want to improve it. And also, just from a pure ROI perspective, pure business perspective, if you increase your mental health, if you increase your productivity, your communication skills, your ability to work hard and do good work, you're improving your business and your bottom line. I mean, even from a purely selfish monetary perspective, this is good for you and good for your business. And of course, on the perspective of you want to be a good person, you want to be a better person, this even goes so much farther. That's really my message. And again, right, talk to somebody, tell somebody about this. Tell somebody that you will support them no matter what, and just keep on improving. Just every day, I ask myself this question every morning: what can I change today that will make me a better person? What mistakes did I make yesterday? And I write them down every night. You know, I'll write down, what did I do well? What did I do badly? And what do I need to change? And the next day, I look at that and say, you know what? I think I can change this today. I think I can make a difference. I think that I can improve myself, my business, you know, or anything, you know, anything that needs to be changed. that's my message. And that's, if one thing gets through, that's what I wanted to get through.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Luke. I truly appreciate all the great things you're doing. And I think the world is definitely a better place because of all the great things that you're doing. I truly appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to talk to us a little bit about what you're doing and all the great things that you're doing.
Thanks so much, Gresh. I've had a great time talking with you.